John Williams here, and Eric Soderstrom is there. He's a senior artistic producer at Ravinia. Ravinia.org is where you see this stuff. And let's talk a little bit about some of this stuff. Eric, how are you today?
I'm great, John. Great to be with you.
Yeah, really. I'm just looking at this list going, oh, I want to go to that. Oh, I want to go to that. Oh, I want to go to that. We played a little James Taylor a little while ago. He'll be the second act at Ravinia this year with his all-star band. That's June 8th. And before that, it's The Flock featuring Jerry Goodman and Carousel Stage, and that's June 7th. So the season starts on the 7th, huh?
That's correct. Early June.
Yeah. Is this year going to be different than any other year? I suppose sometimes there are marquee shows that people look forward to, but there's always the fan favorites that come every year. Anything special about 24?
Absolutely. This year, by the luck of scheduling, we have a great lineup of jazz on Sunday afternoons, starting with Father's Day, a traditional battle of the big bands, both big bands set up on stage together, riffing back and forth, hosted by Kurt Elling. The following Sunday, we love Tony Bennett, who performed here for so many years, and Michael Feinstein has put together a tribute to Tony with access to his original masters and charts.
What date is that? What date is that?
That's June 23rd.
Ah, okay. Wow. Boy, that I was going to say, boy, that'll sell, but all of the shows sell, don't they?
They do sell well, but we also are looking at shows that fit within our mission and shows that are a reflection of the greater Chicagoland community that we live in. So we have a Celtic night in August, for example, with some great Irish bands, Gaelic Storm and the High Kings. Like I was saying earlier, a fair amount of jazz, because jazz has always had such a presence in Chicagoland, and some blues and even R&B and hip hop with the Roots later in the summer, and Robert Glasper, who puts together these dinner parties and invites local Chicago musicians on stage with him. He'll be joined by Jay Ivey, who's a poet and a musician, and just won a couple of Grammys for his work.
Wow. I'm just running down the list now. June 29th, Roger Daltrey. June 30th, Lyle Lovett. You've got Daryl Hall and Elvis Costello and the Imposters with Charlie Sexton. Hall and Costello, that'll be July 6th. Then the Beach Boys with John Stamos on the 7th. Nora Jones a week later on the 14th with Mavis Staples. Oh, I think I'll, can I still get tickets to that?
Absolutely. You're welcome to come on up and bring your lawn party. Mavis turns 85 years old 4 days before this concert this summer, so we are thrilled to have her.
And then the symphony is there the third week of July, the 20th, 21st, 25th, 26th, Chicago Symphony Orchestra, actually starting on the 19th, right? In fact, look at the 19th show. July 19th, Chicago Symphony Orchestra celebrates Stevie Wonder and Paul Simon. Is the orchestra going to play their songs?
Yes. Yep, this is a curated concert by conductor Ted Sperling, and we had a lot of success doing something similar to it last year, where he brought a concert filled with music by Carly Simon and Joni Mitchell. And so this year he's switching to our male icons of song, and he is featuring music by Stevie Wonder and Paul Simon. Chicago Symphony Orchestra will back him up on that. Yep.
So I'm sorry, so the orchestra's playing that music. Are there any vocalists then or not?
Yes. Yep. There'll be vocalists. At the moment, we have three of them planned. They haven't been announced yet, but there will be three singers. So they'll alternate back and forth on the songs.
July 27th, Killer Queen, the tribute to Queen. That's probably the only tribute band that you've got there. Is that right?
Correct. I mean, we also have, we have one more. We have ABBA, the music of ABBA. That's also a tribute. So we'll be going from Dancing Queen to Freddie Mercury's Queen all in July.
I would go to the Killer Queen show as opposed to the ABBA, because I'm not a big ABBA fan, but I am a big Queen fan. Who's going to draw better?
Oh, that's a tough one. That's a real tough one. You know, all the Mamma Mia fans love ABBA. But you can't go wrong with the music of Queen. So I think both of those are probably going to sell out. Those are quintessential Ravinia lawn party concerts, so they'll be highly attended.
So what's the deal on tickets then? Can I buy them now? Is it season tickets first? What's the deal on that?
You can buy them now by becoming a Ravinia donor. And you can also wait until April 24th when tickets go on sale to the general public.
Okay.
Either way.
Will tickets be available for all the shows in April, or will some of them sell out with the season passes?
They'll all be available. We do make sure that there are tickets available, even for the highly attended shows, that there are still tickets available on that April 24th.
Ravinia.org, Ravinia.org. Great lineup as always. Eric, it really is one of the sort of signatures of Chicago in the summer. I'm glad you guys are doing what you're doing.
Oh, thank you so much, John. We'll see you up at Ravinia.
Yeah, you will.